Hello and welcome to the Pipeline Takeaways podcast brought to you by North American Oil and Gas Pipelines. I'm your host, Brad Kramer. The coronavirus pandemic has forced us all to take a step back and look at the impacts on the oil and gas pipeline industry related to the economy, energy prices, and the potential long-term effects of government-mandated stay-at-home orders and more. My guest today is Matt Fleming, Director of Business Development for Industrial Products at Lincoln Electric Company, based in Cleveland, which provides welding products to the industry. Matt, thanks for joining me today. How are you managing the pandemic?
Well, thank you, Brad. I'm glad to be a part of this podcast. I am also working from home, as most in Ohio are, with the stay-at-home order from our governor. But Lincoln Electric is up and operational, so we're managing through it.
Great. You know, as I understand it, Lincoln Electric has remained open to produce welding products and supplies for critical infrastructure, as well as defense and other sectors. Perhaps we can start with how Lincoln Electric has adjusted to face these new challenges and how the company is addressing the coronavirus.
Sure, Brad. That sounds good. Safety is Lincoln Electric's number one priority. Knowing that we are part of so many critical supply chains and serve customers who use our products in mission-critical applications in areas such as medical, military, utilities, and pipelines keeps us operational during these challenging times and further advancing our procedures. In the United States, our organization is considered an essential supplier to the number of critical infrastructure sectors, as defined by the Department of Homeland Security. Furthermore, our employees are also identified as essential critical infrastructure workers. Our goal is to remain operational to support customers with these types of applications. We have been aggressively changing business practices going back to March 3rd to protect the health and welfare of our workers by deploying CDC and WHO recommended hygiene, sanitation, and social distancing. We have implemented other practices such as maximizing remote working, flexible work arrangements, and travel restrictions. While operational with no notable product availability issues, our operational and supply chain teams have been working hard to develop contingency plans to mitigate the impact that COVID-19 may have on our business.
So with all that said, what do you see as sort of the biggest concern in the oil and gas pipeline industry?
Well, Brad, that 4 weeks ago, I would have said speed of permitting. However, today, every employee and in every industry is dealing with the question of how to best deal with COVID-19. Keeping their employees safe is the highest priority. How can a pipeline contractor best implement COVID-19 prevention practices and keep working? How do they best avoid supply chain disruptions from domestic and global suppliers? They may get welding wire, but that won't help if they can't get the pipe or personal protection equipment, or more importantly, keep their employees healthy.
So how can manufacturers like Lincoln Electric best serve customers during these uncertain times?
Well, Brad, our objective is to remain operational and safe while providing products for customers during this evolving situation. We also want to ensure that we are in the best possible position as a company when the economy swings back to normal, back to an economy prior to the COVID-19 shutdown. Our service, technical application engineers, our sales teams are all available while working remotely. We are able to provide maintenance and repair services at customer sites if the customer's operations are considered essential businesses under the Department of Homeland Security. Lastly, we want to continue to interact with our customers. We have elevated our online practices of providing education and training tools for our customers and training partners. Our product managers are working with our field sales teams to reach customers that normally would not have viewed welding demonstrations online. Product manage and knowledge tutorials and video demonstrations of new products via the web are now more important than ever.
Yeah, and we're certainly picking up those more online services as well here at North American Oil and Gas Pipelines. So speaking more specifically, how is Lincoln Electric continuing its efforts to serve the pipeline industry?
Well, that's a great question, Brad. And I think that the pipeline industry for Lincoln is a core part of our business. We're a solution provider for welding-related applications, and the contractors value that value solution approach. We're constantly looking for the best ways to weld pipe because pipelines are considered a core segment in our business strategy. At any given time, there are engineers in our research and development facilities implementing and experimenting with the latest thick electrode, wire, or machines to provide the best technology available. Our goal is to enable the contractors to weld with the highest productivity and quality in the safest possible environment. Today, I could think of three products currently under development that are dedicated to this important industry segment. And we just recently launched the Dual Maverick 200-200X welding machine. This machine has the performance to meet the many application requirements of the pipeline industry. As welding specifications evolve in the pipeline segment, Lincoln Electric is committed to providing solutions to address these changes. As travel restrictions begin to ease and we put this virus behind us, Lincoln will once again begin interacting in person with owners and contractors at our training application centers in the field.
Well, thank you, Matt. That's great to hear that Lincoln Electric is providing all those services as we kind of deal with these uncertain times. I appreciate your time and your insights. And that wraps up this episode of the Pipeline Takeaways podcast. Thank you for joining us. You can check out past episodes at napipelines.com/podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.